Welcome to Real Careers for Talented Artists. This is podcast number 4. Today is December 16th, 2005. This is the show where we educate, motivate, and inspire artists and the people who support them. Today I am sitting here with one of my favorite artists, Phil Roberts. I consider him a modern day Da Vinci. He loves that. Anyway, Phil is going to tell us how to have a career as an artist making movie posters. First, I'm going to give you a little background on Phil Roberts. He graduated from Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, New York, many years ago. In the 90s, he taught junior level illustrations and figure and anatomy at Otis Parsons School of Art in Los Angeles. And throughout the years, Phil has had a dual career. One is creating posters for Hollywood movies. That's seasonal part of the year. And then the other part is in the surf industry, Phil has designed many things, including clothing, shoes, sculptures. He's done illustrations for magazines and books. And he's also done illustrations for the famous Book of Waves. Phil, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Now, we want to educate people on how they can get into the movie poster industry. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got into the industry and how people can get into the career?
Well, it's an interesting beginning. It's almost like a Cinderella story, where I was basically discovered based off the cover of Surfer Magazine that I did in December 92, which was a double-page fold-out of, you know, Mark Richards and Shane Horan competing at the North Shore. And it was picked up by an ad agency in L.A., and they hired me to do my first poster, which was Hot Dog the Ski Movie. And I ended up beating out Mort Drucker and Jack Davis from Mad Magazine for that job.
Awesome.
It was really great, because the funny thing is, it's a ski movie, it's snowing, and I did the painting while I was in my little surf shack in Florida, you know, surfing on my art breaks. And they basically said, if you wanted a job, just come out to Hollywood and look us up and we'll give you a job. And that's how it started.
That's great. What a great history. Tell me, what are some of the movie posters you've done recently?
This past summer, Bad News Bears, you know, with Billy Bob Thornton.
I've seen that poster everywhere.
Yeah, for Paramount Pictures. They're very happy with it. And recently for this Christmas, Grandma's Boy, which is an Adam Sandler film for Fox. And they asked me to, again, do kind of an Animal House-style movie poster for them to, you know, solve it, because you know, there's a lot of lewd conduct in the movie, so they needed to carry the comedy through.
Great. Now, tell us a little bit about the movie poster industry. How does it work?
It's really interesting, because not a whole lot of artists know about it. The movie studios have to have a movie poster to show in the newspapers and on billboards and bus sides and all that, you know, for a print campaign. For a lot of the major movies, the interesting thing, there is no ceiling to the budget of what they will spend on advertising.
That's good to know.
Yeah, it's great, because they hire several ad agencies at the same time to solve it graphically. Each ad agency will hire a sketch artist, you know, such as myself, to do all the preliminary drawings of possible ideas for the poster, you know, prior to doing it. And in each presentation that an ad agency will give, we'll do about at least 30 drawings per time. And then you'll go through 4 or 5 or 6 presentations, 30 drawings apiece, each time with each agency. At sometimes I will work on the same poster for 2 different agencies. And, you know, like Harry Potter. I was part of designing Harry Potter this past summer, and I did it with 2 different agencies. And I had to keep a secret about what the other ad agency was working on at the time.
Wow. So when you were doing that Harry Potter poster, were they 2 completely different concepts?
Yeah. Each agency has its own style and own directions that they go into, but a lot of times they do overlap, and you just kind of got to grin and bear it and just go, oh, been there, done that, drawn this before, you know, but you just try and do it for them in their own way and give it their own style and separate yourself.
So did either one of your Harry Potter posters get picked as the final?
What the final posters look like? Look a lot like the drawings I did.
Oh, but they're not your exact drawings.
They, you know, from the photo shoot, that does change. And, you know, what they get from the photo shoots of the celebrities and the backgrounds, and then it changes quite a bit in Photoshop when the art directors actually manipulate the images quite a bit.
But regardless of whether they chose your drawing or not, you get paid for all your work. The ad agencies pay you, regardless of what ends up happening.
Yeah, it's work for hire. And as long as I do the drawings for whatever I do, I get paid for it.
That's great. So what skills are required to create movie posters?
Basically, figure drawing. You really got to know how to draw the figure very well. One of my specialties is that I can draw the figure completely out of my head without using any photo references. And to, pardon me, draw from any perspective, looking above, looking below, and putting the figure in any action pose necessary, you know, male or female, as well as being able to dress them in, you know, fashion designs from any time period. And I've been doing caricatures since I was 15. I'm well known for doing caricatures in the surf industry, but I'm also well known for doing caricatures and likenesses in the movie industry, and I've drawn just about every movie star there ever has been in the last 20 years.
Wow. So how much money can somebody make drawing movie posters?
Well, when I started 25 years ago, I was 23, I was making $350 a day. And, now my days are, from $700 to $1,000. On a good day, I can make $3,000 a day.
And do they pay you by the drawing, by the hour? How does that work out?
The current rate that I have going right now is I charge a day rate. And, it's as many drawings as I can produce in a day. You're basically expected to do about 6 drawings. A drawing is a 9-inch by 12-inch black and white pencil, probably has a couple of figures in it, and probably has like a scene of like a city or a place or a mythological area. And it's got to have shading and lighting and worked up that way. I average more like 8 to 10 drawings a day. I'm a little bit quicker.
Well, I hope you're still charging for 2 days. So how does somebody get into this field? Somebody wants to do what you're doing with movie posters. What would you tell them? Who do they contact?
Well, there is a source book published, which is called the LA Workbook, which is an illustrator's, probably an advertising annual that comes out. You can buy them at all the art stores. There's some that come out in New York City as well called RSVP and the Black Book. Those are other illustrator source books. They also have listings of all the ad agencies, movie poster ad agencies that work in Los Angeles that do that kind of work. And, you can send in a little portfolio or a sampler, piece of paper with your contact information into them to generate the work. There's also a place called Fast Frames, which is an agency that represents sketch artists to, get them gigs. And they'll, handle getting you the job, and you'll be working on storyboarding music videos, storyboarding movies, storyboarding television ads, as well as, doing, sketching for movie posters. And they're based in L.A.
How hard is it to get a job doing that? And so I call up one of these ad agencies and say, hey, I'm really good at drawing. I've got a little bit of experience. How hard is it?
I don't think it's really hard at all. It's your work is going to speak for itself. So if you have impressive drawing skills and you feel that you can handle the pressure and the challenge of drawing for somebody else and illustrating their ideas and producing 6 drawings in a day within a reasonable time period, as well as handling the criticism and say, because they will come up and say, change this person's face, change that expression, move this arm, you know, move that around, you know, those kind of things, then you're definitely capable of doing it. There is, you know, such a demand for, you know, people who can draw nowadays, because the last time I taught at Otis Parsons was a figure, you know, anatomy course. That was the last time they had that course, and that was back in 92. My class was replaced by computer courses. And now there is a generation gap of illustrators coming out of art schools that cannot draw. They're all great on a computer, but their drawing skills lack.
That's amazing. That really is amazing. So anybody that is good at drawing, they definitely have a leg up. They definitely have a better chance of getting a job doing something like this, or probably the possibilities are endless. And as far as how competitive it is, you mentioned to me earlier that of the top 10 guys that are doing this work in Hollywood, you're one of the top 10. And you said that, as far as you know, about 8 of them are getting ready to retire. So that probably opens up quite a few jobs right there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I can, you know, fairly say that I am part of the top 10 group in Hollywood that does this and has been doing it for the last 20 years. The guys that I can, and women that I compete with, we don't necessarily compete. We all pretty much share jobs, because when one of us is not available for something, we'll recommend the other person. Because there's such a shortage of artists that do this, you know, we cannot fulfill all the demands. I am turning down jobs every week because I just can't handle the load. In that top 10, you know, I'm planning on retiring, and 5 of the top people that are doing it are getting close to retirement, which is going to leave an enormous void in that industry for talent.
That's great news for somebody who wants to get a job doing that. Phil, do you have any final thoughts?
It's a very fun, you know, way to make a living. You can make a great living. I work 10 months out of the year, and I make over $100,000 just on the sketching alone. It leads to doing finished posters every once in a while when you get an opportunity. Illustration is now coming back around in style and in vogue, and there aren't any illustrators in the movie industry left to do those jobs, which is a shame because they've all retired. And And if anything, you really need to learn how to draw the figure and how to paint the figure, even if you want to be good on the computer. It's a basic skill, and I highly recommend it.
Phil, thank you so much for giving us this information. I'm sure somebody out there is really going to appreciate it. And to all you listeners out there, please email me with your comments or questions. Let me know if this podcast and any of the other ones have been helpful to you. You can email me at sales@drewbrophy.com. And please log on to drewbrophy.com for more helpful information and products in the future. I'm Maria Brophy, and I will see you next time.